Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.
Week 3 in the NFL is here. I'm Alex Fasano with your Pro Football Today news update. I'll be coming back with you every single hour at the top of the hour, giving you inactives, giving you line movements, giving you everything you need to get yourself prepared for Week 3 of the NFL season. Let's get right into it. Let's look at some early lines here. For some of these games on the Sunday slate, we'll look at the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are your 1.5-point favorites. The over-under is 47 in this one, and no inactives to report as of yet. The Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs guys were expecting a shootout in this one. Pat Mahomes taking on Lamar Jackson. Kansas City Chiefs are your 5.5-point favorites. The over-under is 52. I don't know if you guys want to look at any props, but Lamar Jackson, I believe, is... Pat Mahomes is 320 passing yards. Lamar Jackson has 100 rushing yards or something along those lines. So may want to take a look at some of these props. This is going to be a shootout in Arrowhead. Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Bills are your 6-point favorites in this matchup. Some inactives I can give you. Of course, A.J. Green, who's still nursing an injury. He is out as well. Devin Singletary. For the Bills running back, he is officially out, so we're going to see if Frank Gore can carry the load in this one. And Tyler Croft, the tight end for the Buffalo Bills, is officially listed as out. The Bengals are plus 230 on the money line, so if you're expecting an underdog upset, you can throw a couple shekels on that. And the over-under in Cincy and Buffalo is 44 points. The Denver Broncos taking on the Green Bay Packers. Packers are your 7.5-point favorites. Over-under is 42.5, and there are no inactives to report as of yet. I will keep you updated throughout the morning. Detroit Lions taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Lions shocking everybody, taking down the Chargers last week. So we'll see if they can take down the Eagles in Philadelphia. Eagles are your 5.5-point favorites in this matchup. The over-under is 48. Inactives to report as of now. Corey Clement, your running back for the Eagles, is officially listed as out. And DeSean Jackson, who is hurting my fantasy team as we speak, he is officially out as well. Moving on, the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys. This is a huge line. I know you guys have been watching it all week, talking about it all week. Miami Dolphins taking on the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Dallas, your 22.5-point favorites. Miami Dolphins are plus 1480 on the money line. You guys want to throw a couple shekels? You're expecting an upset? I doubt it. But hey, that's a nice little profit there. The over-under is 47.5, and there are a couple inactives I can give you. Albert Wilson for the Dolphins, wide receiver, officially listed as out. And for the Cowboys, two wide receivers, Michael Gallup and Tavon Austin, officially listed as out. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. in AT&T Stadium. The Jets taking on the New England Patriots. Guys, another huge line. Patriots are 21-point favorites in this one. The Jets, even bigger money line, plus 1,500 on the money line. You guys want to throw a couple shekels expecting an upset? I doubt it, but that could be a little bit of a profit there for you. 43.5 is your total in this one, and there are no inactives to report in this. Actually, yes, there are. Sam Darnold, obviously, the kissing disease from the 80s. He is still nursing that one as well with mononucleosis. And James White, your running back for the New England Patriots, is officially listed as out, so we'll see Sony Michel take most of the carries in this one. The Oakland Raiders taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are 8-point favorites in this matchup. Oakland plus 360 on the money line. The over-under is 43.5. No inactives to report as of now. Moving to the 4 o'clock slate, the Carolina Panthers taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are your 2-point favorites in this one. Carolina Panthers, the over-under is 44.5. But the Carolina Panthers without quarterback Cam Newton. So Kyle Allen will be your starter in Carolina. He will be taking on the Cardinals. Kickoff is set for 4:05 p.m. in this one. The New York Giants taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's the debut of Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones taking under center for the Giants. The Bucks are your 6-point favorites, however, and the over-under is 48.5. The only inactive I can give you right now in this matchup, Cody Latimer, wide receiver for the Giants, is officially out. The Giants have been having a lot of wide receiver trouble this season, so we will keep everybody up to date on this one. The Houston Texans take it on the Los Angeles Chargers. I know Dane had a lot of Eckler props last week, and he hit on a couple of those, so that's great to see. We'll see if Eckler can do it again.
Yeah, he got in the end zone real early in the first quarter, so I like that. Listen, Austin Eckler is legitimately performing as one of the top five backs in the NFL. Yes, Melvin Gordon may or may not be on the horizon, but squeeze the orange for as much juice as you can get, including this week against Houston.
Absolutely. We have no official clue when Melvin Gordon will return, so until then, ride Austin Eckler in this one. The Chargers are your 3.5-point favorites. The over-under is 48.5. The only inactive I can give you in this one, Hunter Henry, still nursing an injury. He's officially listed as out. One more game to get to. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are your 6.5-point favorites. Steelers plus 250 on the money line. The over-under is 44. Only inactive I can give you, Stephen Coleman for the San Francisco 49ers, and Trent Taylor and Jalen Hurd officially out. All right, going to send it back to Dane, Joe, and Mike on Pro Football Today.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network. Pro Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone.
Welcome to Pro Football Today, Week 3, live on Zumo Channel 719. Thank you for getting on the grid, and we'll take you around the NFL over the course of the next 3 hours. I'm your host, Mike Blewett, going to be joined by Dean Martinez and Joe Ranieri here in a couple of minutes. But I think as much preparation as I can possibly do for a show and figure out what the angle is going to be, Antonio Brown figures out a way to come in and steal the top news story. So I won't spend a lot of time on it, only because you'll find out there'll be a lot more news on this station and others as the thing progresses. But I don't really believe him that he's done with the NFL. I think he's reacting in the moment for having been released by three teams in the last 6 months. Obviously, he's dealing with a lot of stuff off the field in his personal life, and that remains to be seen what the NFL thinks of it, what the authorities think of it. So I think we can cover the Patriots without having to talk Antonio Brown, because frankly, he has no impact on today's games. So I'll acknowledge the story and we can get to it a little bit later, but there's too much other news for us to get to. Alex brought some news as to some guys that are going to be out. I think two guys you really need to keep an eye on as we head towards inactives today are Marlon Mack and Mark Andrews. Mac looks like he's going to play. We don't know how good he's going to look during warm-ups. And Mark Andrews looks like he's a 50-50 shot. I'll just bring these guys in real briefly and we'll start covering the news. Dane, the real story today is the amount of brand new quarterbacks that are starting for teams today. We got Luke Falk, we've got Daniel Jones, Mason Rudolph, Teddy Bridgewater, and Taysom Hill. We've got Kyle Allen and Josh Rosen, who comes in for Miami. So a lot of new quarterbacks to be seen and how the offenses will run.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to see if any of these quarterbacks can go ahead and, you know, grab the brass ring. And I'm very excited, Blewett, that you mentioned Taysom Hill in there as well. We cannot forget Taysom Hill. I'm actually on him in a DFS lineup.
Yeah, I think some people will be doing it. Our very own Mike Cardano thinks he's going to win $1 million by using Taysom Hill. We'll get Joe Ranieri's thoughts on the new quarterbacks right after this on The Grid.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Welcome back to Pro Football Today. Channel 719 on Zumo. Thanks for getting on the grid. So you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Mike Blewett. Dame Martinez is at Spittin' Speeds. And a guy we didn't get a chance to talk to in the first segment, at Joe Ranieri. We bring him in. Joe, a lot of new quarterbacks to be throwing the ball around today. New signal callers, either their actual debut or guys coming in for their first start. Josh Rosen in particular, his first start on a new team. So what's the one thing you're looking for, or the one guy you feel like you're going to be focused on today out of these new signal callers?
I think we're going to learn a lot about coaching today in the NFL with these backups going to now be thrust into position where it's them now. I mean, the stars of the team, the starting quarterback's no longer there. The NFL is a coaching league. So which one of these head coaches that's got a new quarterback can put them in a position to succeed? And I'm glad it's kind of happening here in week three. I think we'll have a much better idea come tomorrow exactly which coaches, you know, can evolve as opposed to those that are lost now because they lost their starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, so just to let everybody know where I'm at, I'm coming to you live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. So you can come down here if you're in the area and get one of these handy-dandy sheet with all our best bets. Sports Grid betting model, Gabe Morenci's best bets, and Gabe will be on at the bottom at the end of the hour for each of the hours in order to recap the action of the day. We'll have John Sheeran on from FanDuel. He's the trading director here, giving you all the latest information on the line movements, money movements, and maybe where you can get an edge on today's game. So a lot of stats for me to throw out, but relative to this quarterback scenario, there are 20 quarterbacks age 26 or younger, Dane, that are expected to start this week. It's the most the NFL has ever had during a given weekend. So a young man's game getting even younger.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I go back to, if we think about some of these guys that are now the kind of blue chip stalwarts of the league, if you remember, Tom Brady came in with an injury to Drew Bledsoe, and I think it was week two after Mo Lewis, you know, put some internal hurt on him. Same thing, I remember when Big Ben came in for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the offensive line being like, we don't want this rookie trying to lead us to the promised land, and that's exactly what he did. So will that be the case for Daniel Jones or Mason Rudolph or any of these other guys that are stepping in right now? I think Mason Rudolph is the one I want to look at, okay? Because he has his college teammate on the outside. He's got Diontae Johnson, who's talking about, who may be filling in now for Dante Moncrief, who looked really bad in the first few weeks. This could be an opportunity for the Pittsburgh Steelers to fully turn the page. I know everyone loves Big Ben, but we'll see what happens. I think a lot of people, including the Pittsburgh Steelers themselves, have faith in Mason Rudolph. I'm really interested to see if he's able to move the ball and score some points against the San Francisco defense that's been pretty decent in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, some interesting numbers on that game relative to the wagering community that we'll get to in a little bit. So I think one stat that really stuck out to me on this week is that one of the best kept secrets in week three is fading teams who play their first two games on the road. So you'd think that a lot of times teams are going to come back and play a little bit better, that now that they're at home, they're feeling a little bit more comfortable. So you would think that. But since 2003, betting against these teams coming home for the first time has resulted in a 28-11 against the spread record, and the four teams that are in that scenario today that would be on the favorable side of that would be the Bengals traveling to Buffalo, who's on the road for the first 2 weeks, the Steelers traveling to San Francisco, and two teams that I want to focus on right now. The Ravens will be traveling to Kansas City, and the Falcons will be traveling to Indianapolis. So, Joe, let's get to it on the Ravens and the Chiefs right now. This is a five-star under, according to the Daily Roto betting model, which is probably against the grain in what some people expect to be a high-scoring affair. Lamar Jackson became the first player in NFL history with 250 passing yards and 120 rushing yards in a single game. Obviously, Pat Mahomes continues to break records, 300-yard passing games, 12 out of his first 19 games. He's the fastest player in history to get there, and he could break Kurt Warner's record of that very same 12 in his first 19 games. Excuse me, 13th in 20 today. So, Joe, let's focus on that game first. Where's the spread at, and what do you expect to happen here?
Well, this is one of these lines that moved a lot over the week. Opened up at around 55 points across many of the books there, Mike. And a lot of guys I know, including myself, jumped on the under here. And it's hovering around 51. You can tell us where it is at FanDuel.
51.5 on FanDuel.
51.5.
So. Yep.
Yeah, to me, now all of a sudden the value is gone. I thought the value was on the under simply because, listen, everything that we've heard a lot about how Lamar Jackson's passing has come a long way. But the Ravens' identity is running the ball. That's what they want to do. They want to control the clock. They don't want to get this into a shootout with Patrick Mahomes on it at Arrowhead. So I'm looking for the Ravens to come out. Harbaugh versus Andy Reid. They're going to want to hold on to the ball, control time of possession. And this defense is a lot better than the defense that we saw shut out. The Raiders defense shut out Kansas City for three quarters last week. They put up a goose egg. If it wasn't for that ridiculous second quarter, they didn't put up any points. So I expect the Ravens defense to be a lot tougher than what the Raiders are. So I would anticipate this being a lot closer to the under than people think it is.
So, Dane, Ravens obviously 5.5-point dog. Another stat that I think is going to be important for people. Historically, week three is the best week of the year to back underdogs. Dogs have gone 120-95. That's nearly 56% in week three since 2003. So that's very positive money. Dogs are already off to a hot start this season, 19-13-1 against the spread. So you have the Ravens here, and then you have the Falcons traveling to Indy as well.
Yeah, I am on the Ravens in this game right now, +5.5. Remember, in one of Lamar Jackson's first starts towards the end of last year, they took the Chiefs to overtime at Arrowhead as well last season. You got to think that Baltimore and Lamar Jackson are better in this one. I'm also with Ranieri on the under in this game, okay? Other things that Ranieri did not point out, both of these teams could be hampered by injury. You talked about Mark Andrews being a legitimate questionable tag, 50-50 game time decision. On the other side, we know there's no Tyreek Hill. The Kansas City running backs are banged up as well. We are not going to be seeing Damian Williams. Shady McCoy looks like we'll get a go. All right. And the last thing on that one, guys, check the weather reports. I'm getting information from listeners and followers that also this is going to be some bad weather maybe there in our nation's heartland. So we want to check that out as well. I think all signs indicate potentially the under in this one. I'm with Ranieri for Atlanta and Indianapolis. This, however, is a game that I think points will be scored in, okay? I'm looking at a total of 47 right now. These defenses do not scare me. I think both Jacoby Brissett and Matt Ryan can have a good day. I like points to be scored in Indianapolis, Blewett. I'm taking the over 47 on this one.
I have Atlanta and Pittsburgh in a parlay here. I like both of them getting points. I think Atlanta, coming off an emotional win, is in a good spot. San Francisco hasn't really played anybody yet, and I'm not guaranteeing any kind of Steelers victory, but I think them getting nearly a touchdown on the road, Joe, I'm comfortable getting those points, even with the backup QB in.
Yeah, I'm on the other side here, guys. I don't know what I'm missing here, but the public continues to fade Indianapolis and give them absolutely zero love. And I watched the Falcons team lose a lead and won a game simply because their best player, the best wide receiver in the world, managed to make a play late in that game for them to win it against Philadelphia. They're better up front. They're better in the trenches. They're going to be able to run the ball. Whether Mac can go or not, that offensive line is ferocious. Give me Indianapolis all day long at home to take care of the Falcons.
Joe, would you change your mind if at 11:30 a.m. we hear that T.Y. Hilton and or Marlon Mack are out?
This game's going to be won the trenches, and it's going to be won by the Indianapolis Colts.
Cool.
Yeah, important note on the injury front. Also with Indianapolis, Darius Leonard, starting linebacker, will be out for this game with a concussion. Joe is all in on Indianapolis, so I can appreciate that. he's committed.
There you go, man with convictions. I like
the man wins. So I can only disagree so much. We're going to come back. We'll get a little bit more on the Steelers, all these other new quarterbacks. Just stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
Fantasy freestyle.
I was telling y'all in the preseason that I like the Green Bay Packers to win that division. Everyone was like, oh, Bears, oh, Vikings. And now all of a sudden, the Packers are 2-0. And out there in the narrative in the mainstream media, is like, nobody picked the Packers. Nobody saw the Packers coming. Put it up, Danny. Put up the notes. There's Jilly Dilly taking the notes. Loves the Packers. Bears under 9.5. Green Bay, best bet for the NFC North. There you go. The easier schedule. Take that off. Thank you.
Monday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Full-time fantasy.
I like feeling. I don't love feeling. Maybe I'm wrong for saying that. I don't know. If I had a draft tomorrow, I don't think I know I wouldn't take him in round two for sure. Round three, maybe I take him at the end of round three, but he was going at the beginning of round three. But I don't even know if I feel good about that either.
I didn't take Thielen or Diggs, and it's not like I didn't like him. It's just like, well, look at where they're going. Like, I don't know. It felt like a little high.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbooks, right here at the Meadowlands. So go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. So go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. So gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, it's New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply, so see website for details. Now, moving on to a couple of more games. We'll bounce back as much as we can, highlight as many players, DFS, seasonal fantasy. For those of you that need that advice, we'll do as much as we can. But one game I wanted to get to, the Antonio Brown thing threw me off, was Houston at the Chargers. I think both of these teams are potentially in the mix for challenging for their divisions. I want to say outright winning. But I do think that it's important to note, Dane, that one of these teams is going to fall to 1-2, and it'll be an uphill climb. Less so for Houston, but if the Chiefs pull it off today and they're in the driver's seat with the Chargers at 1-2, it's going to be a long road back. So give me your thoughts on this game right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on most fronts. I do believe and consider both the Texans and the Chargers as playoff contenders in the AFC. So this is an interesting game to me. You're right. The Chargers may have to look the wild card route if Patty Mahomes and they do stamp themselves at 3-0 in Arrowhead against the Ravens. But I think, listen, this line is interesting to me, guys. You know, I'm seeing it at 3.5, but to the point that we made last week, the juice is heavier still on Houston. They want to keep that hook. It looks like FanDuel wants to keep the hook, and that is my leaning tendency right here. I like Houston +3.5 because I think, listen, the Chargers have as little of a home field advantage as anybody in the NFL. There may be more Texans jerseys than Chargers jerseys in that building today at 4:25 Eastern. But I actually think that, you know, the Chargers could win this game, but I don't see it happening by more than a field goal. I think this is a close game. I like the Houston +3.5, and it's interesting that they want to hold on to the hook by keeping the juice. What I'm looking for, though, guys, if any of you, you know, either at the FanDuel Sportsbook or, you know, Joe, anywhere you can find it, I think with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram going up against that Houston Texans offensive line, that is the worry point for me in this game. We have seen a stat where Deshaun Watson has been sacked 4 or more times in 8 straight games with what I believe is the best edge pass rushing combination in the NFL coming after them today. If I could find a prop that Deshaun Watson will be sacked more than 4 or 5 times, I'll take it. If they can protect Deshaun Watson, I like them, but I'm a little bit worried about Bosa and Ingram giving him headaches all day long.
Joe, not just that, but Phil Rivers has been historically incredible against Houston. He aims for his 5th game in a row against Houston with 3-plus passing touchdowns and a 95-plus pass rating. His career rating against the Texans is 120.6, the second highest versus any opponent. So your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I'd be more worried. And listen, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are going to be Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. But I do like the addition of Laremy Tunsil now that he's had a couple of games under his belt here. And, oh, yeah, I'd be more worried about the fact that their entire secondary for the Chargers is gone. And you've got to go up against Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, Kenny Stills, Kiki Kuti. Yeah, if this is a shootout, it favors Houston dramatically. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Anthony Lynn era for the Chargers, by the way, they only cover 40% in their own building. It's actually the sixth lowest since 2017. And, yeah, don't forget, Deshaun Watson, he revels in being an underdog in this situation. 6-2 against the spread as a road underdog. And, yeah, I would anticipate that while those two guys up front are always going to be concerned for any team, if I'm the Chargers, yeah, I'm a little bit more worried about having to go man-to-man on the outside with those guys. Give me the hook. Give me the 3.5 points all day long. I'm on Houston.
Yeah, I'm on Houston, too. But, guys, like, all those stats don't matter if Deshaun Watson's in the tent by the second quarter, guys. And that's the concern.
Yeah, no. I trust the weapons much. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's always going to be a concern, but
he's
they're
get the
still
ball off.
Yeah, I still trust those wide receivers to make a play than I do, of course, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, you know, not being blocked.
Second highest total on the board, so obviously points to be expected, and the narrative that these guys are building, I think, speaks a lot about how we're starting to feel about this game. Those injuries that Joe mentioned, I think, are really important to what could happen. DeAndre Hopkins coming off a really minimalist game for him, 5 catches and 40 yards. I think he's going to look to bounce back in a big way. So here's the good news for Steelers, Giants, and Jets fans.
Oh, please, give me some.
shed some light.
This should be fun.
Another way to profit in
digging in the crates for this one
is buying low on win. Another way to profit in week three is to buy low on winless teams. If a team started 0-2 in their first two games, they've covered a 56% clip in week three over the last 15 years. The Jaguars covered in this spot on Thursday night despite beating 1.5 home dogs to beat the Titans. By the way, side note, who's next to get replaced?
Oh, yeah, Tannehill starting pretty soon.
I don't really blame Mariota. Not. I'm just saying it's not his fault, but they might have to make a change anyway. So I'll ask you guys this trivia question, then we'll get back to the games. It's not a trivia question. It's an opinion question. Who's next that we see? Ryan Finley, Ryan Tannehill, Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I've been starting to chart this for Make It Rain in the morning. And, Joe, we're already at 8 of the 32 teams, a quarter of them. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, Finley may get some starts. I've been saying that all year. But, Blewett, if Cincinnati keeps, like, kind of winning, you know, they're 1-1, I think that's the last one to happen. I think that's when they're, like, officially out of it. I think Tennessee can make the move to Tannehill pretty soon. What we saw last week was pretty bad. He was missing open receivers. I don't know how much confidence the team still has in Mariota. I think it goes Tannehill, then Haskins, then Finley, but all three of them make starts in 2019.
Joe, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's only week two. You know, we got 2 weeks. It's week three now. And yes, while I would admit that there are some serious issues there in Tennessee, they're going to be committed to him and give him every opportunity to fall flat on his face, Mariota, before they pull the trigger on
Tannehill. I agree
with
that.
I think it's a little too early. This was the make or break year for them. If he is going to get an extension, they're not going to pull him in week three. They're going to give him an opportunity to be able to fall flat on his face, or at least prove to them that he's worthy of an extension, one or the other. But I don't see that happening until middle of the season, week 7, week 8.
I agree. I think rumors of Mariota's demise are greatly exaggerated. What happened the other night is not on him. The 9 sacks is not ever really the quarterback's fault. Could you blame some of them on him? Was he inaccurate at times? Yeah, but he was under duress most of the night. I'm with Joe. I do think this is a team that we've seen. It's a very mercurial team. They pulling out a lot of 8-8, 9-7 seasons. We thought they'd be better last year, but then he got hurt. I think there's a lot of talent there. We even saw them defending really well, I thought, during that game, despite the offense being pretty abysmal. So I'm of the opinion that Mariota gets a longer chance than the others. Now, does Cincinnati even care if Ryan Finley gets starts? That I don't know. Keenum has obviously played well, 600 passing yards for the first two games. He hasn't thrown a pick yet. But we all know that the long-term plan is to try to get Haskins reps. I think there's going to be more issues on that team, which could lead to Haskins coming in before these other guys, if for no other reason that the coach could be embroiled in controversy regarding his being let go. I think there's a lot of props on Jay Gruden. I don't like job hunting on guys, but I think there's a lot of I just think there's a lot of props out there for him to be the first one go. I personally think he will be, because I don't think this is going to be a very good team, and it's time to move on. It's probably better for him professionally, frankly, to be out of there, but I do think that Haskins, we'll probably see Haskins before the others if it's just due to team and player performance and not due to injury. So, all right, I tried to give you positive news on those three teams, Pitt and the Jets and the Giants. I don't know if you guys are feeling any better about it, but I tried. But here's some bad news for the Jets. Tom Brady is 46-5 in home divisional games, including the playoffs. Let me say that again. He's 46-5 in home divisional playoff games. His last home loss against the AFC East was in 2010.
Wow.
In the divisional playoff round when Rex Ryan's Jets beat Tom Brady. So he has not lost a home divisional game since practically the last decade, Joe Ranieri.
Yeah. Well, I got a news for you, and it happens all the time, right? quarterbacks get hurt, the public overreacts, right? The line goes through the roof, and then all of a sudden the professionals come in and hammer it, which is what we've got going on here with the Jets today. This line was up to 24.5. In a lot of places over the weekend. It's now lower than what the Miami Dolphins are. It's at 21. So somebody's
20
and betting
a half
on the Jets.
At FanDuel. Yeah, under the hook.
So somebody's betting on the Jets right now. And it's probably not the public, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and also, listen, I'm not saying it's going to matter, right? But James White not playing. Offensive lineman out for the Patriots, okay? Both tight ends for the Patriots are questionable. I don't think the Jets are going to win this game, but the Patriots will be going at it shorthanded in this one. So maybe that means it's a 2-touchdown win instead of a 3-touchdown win. Maybe that means in the third and fourth quarter, they're more comfortable to park the bus than to keep their foot on the gas pedal. The Patriots are very shorthanded. I'm sure Alex Fasano will give us all the updates at the top of the hour. Now, I don't think the Jets are going to win this game, but maybe 3 touchdowns is a bit too much.
You're better off looking at the total, Mike.
Yeah. I made a promise to myself, though, going into this season. This is just a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to bet on the Patriots to cover and bet against Miami to not cover until it doesn't happen. 4-0 right now. It's going to come to an end at some point.
We'll see. Pushing the boundaries of it, but we'll see.
So
that was some great news.
Very much so. So we'll,
why don't you tease them both 7 points and then you feel comfortable with it?
Let's just talk about Daniel Jones when we come back.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process.
If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
We are back on the grid. Thanks to you for watching, for listening. For those of you listening on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, we appreciate it. And I'm here live at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. So a good atmosphere today. No game behind us today. A rarity. Jets and Giants both on the road this week, but we're expecting a big crowd here today. So if it's getting loud, it's getting lively, that's a good thing. People are getting excited for the upcoming games. But to talk about the upcoming games from a daily fantasy perspective, we have Drew Dinkmeyer with us. Drew, how are you doing, bud? Okay. We got another minute for Drew. So, okay. So let's get another. Dane, let me get another take from you on this.
On what?
So we got Daniel Jones.
Yes.
Going up against. Okay. So I'm going to ask Dane a question first, and then we'll get to Drew. Daniel Jones, do you think that there's any improvement in the performance of the offense with the Giants with Daniel Jones there as opposed to Eli?
I think long term, yes. But I think short-term, not today necessarily. I think one of the things we've talked about is how Todd Bowles has looked really good as a defensive coordinator, maybe not a head coach. And I think he is going to send some double-A gap blitzes. He's going to send some stuff that Daniel Jones has not seen before, that he did not see against second and third stringers in the preseason. And so I think while long-term it is the right move, I expect some hiccups today in a road start against Tampa. Joe and I were talking about this all week, and we thought the move would come, but we thought it came a little bit early. I mean, the next four teams that they face, you know, have some solid fronts and could be a challenge for Daniel Jones. Joe and I thought that at least they would wait until he gets the weapons of Golden Tate back from suspension. So not the best place for Daniel Jones to be successful, in my opinion. This is different than the preseason for him.
Good stuff. All right, now we have Drew Dinkmeyer. So, Drew, thanks for joining us. I will say this, that week three, making history by having two underdogs of plus 20 or more. Lines moving slightly on both, but right now both basically three touchdown favorites, believed to be the first time in NFL history. Since 2003, there have only been five teams favored by 20 or more, three of which were the Patriots in 2007, and these teams have gone 0-5 against the spread. So ye've little faith on the Pats and the Cowboys. What say you on these two teams?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation because it's one that you don't have a lot of sampling size to kind of look at and try to deduce. So, you know, from our perspective, if we see implied totals for teams in the low 30s or mid 30s, it's hard to get away from those offenses. And especially in the case of these two offenses, they've also lost premium players that were part of these offenses that are going to condense the offense even further. Obviously, in the case of New England, the release of Antonio Brown, and then also the news that dropped this morning that James White is going to miss this game due to the birth of a child. That's taking out a huge market share of the targets through the first 2 weeks of the season and opens up more opportunity for guys like Julian Edelman, Rex Burkhead, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Sony Michel, so on and so forth. And then on the Cowboys side, you've got Michael Gallup, missing this week's game. And he's been their target share leader through the first 2 weeks of the season. So more opportunities for Ezekiel Elliott, Murray Cooper, Devin Smith, Randall Cobb, Jason Witten, so on and so forth. So it's a difficult situation to kind of get away from these two teams with the huge implied totals that are like a touchdown more than almost everybody on the slate. In addition, those two games don't really have many weather concerns, which a lot of the games at least have some rain in the forecast that could slow things down. So it's an interesting week, and it's one that we're still waiting on a lot of news as we head into the inactives here in the next hour.
Yeah, so Dak Prescott, it tops the projections for you, along with Josh Allen, sort of right behind him, which you have at a little bit better value. But I think in listening to the podcast this week and reading all the material that was put out by yourself and Mike Leone, it seems like this is a little bit more like week one, where you have many quarterback options that can be utilized because there's value elsewhere to be made with some of these lineups.
Yeah, I think in tournaments, there's certainly a lot of different ways you can go at the quarterback position. I think if you're playing cash games like head-to-heads or 50-50s, I think Dak is probably the safest. I think any way that you can get exposure to either Dak or Zeke in your lineups is really good because you're capturing a healthy amount of that implied total for Dallas, which had gotten up to 35. I think it's settled in the 34 range now. But in tournaments, you can open up the entire board at the quarterback position. Obviously, people are going to want to play Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson because of the performances they've had the first 2 weeks. I still think they have upside, but the price tags are starting to get built in where there's a little bit less. You have some unique situations with all the backup quarterbacks playing this week, so some unique price tags because of all the injuries around the league. I think Kyle Allen is the most compelling at just 4,000 on DraftKings. Priced a little bit more appropriately on FanDuel, but that $4,000 price tag allows you to play almost anybody on the slate, and obviously Arizona speeding up the pace of play has been helpful for quarterbacks through the first 2 weeks. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of different paths you can go at the quarterback position this week in tournaments. I'm trying to narrow my pool down as I make my final lineup decisions now, actually.
Hey, Drew, this is Dane here in Studio 34. I'm glad that you say that almost any quarterback will work because I'm continuing to fade the Giants and going with a little Jameis Winston, Chris Godwin stack. But what I think is interesting, everyone's talking about the quarterback options that are out there, but I think we've had some injuries at the running back position that may allow, or, you know, the birth of a child, that may allow for some value at running back as well. I'm looking at Seattle, where I hear that Penny may not go, what that means for Carson. I'm looking at Buffalo. Could Frank Gore be a value now with Singletary not really there? What about New England with James White out? And also, what about these Kansas City Chiefs? You know, could we go as far as Darwin Thompson evenly without Damian Williams, and we don't yet know about how long Shady's going to go? What are some of these values at the running back position, given the injury concerns that are out there?
Yeah, there's a lot. That's why this week, and we're still waiting on the injuries. You mentioned the one there with LeSean McCoy that I think is a big one to monitor. There's some video of him kind of limping on his way, checking in today. And so we'll have to see. Darwin Thompson's really interesting to me because I think if LeSean McCoy is limited and he's going to play, I think what they would do is they would just create a really, really pass-happy offense, which is kind of where they're comfortable anyway, because it's very difficult to run on Baltimore in the first place. And if they're going to go really pass-happy, I would think Darwin Thompson would fill that role more as kind of the pass-catching down back. He's priced at the pure minimum on both sides, so I think he's very, very interesting in tournaments. Probably not a clear enough role that you could kind of roll the dice in cash games, but I think a really, really high upside target if he could fill that Damian Williams role, which we've seen, you know, 5 to 6 targets each and every week so far. And then, you know, Frank Gore with Devin Singletary out, they do have TJ Yeldon that they can slide right into Singletary's role. So I'm a little bit uncertain if Gore is going to get more work than he did before, or if they view Singletary as a substantially better player than Yeldon. And if that's the case, then Gore might get that extra work. But he's very cheap. We saw the Bengals get run all over last week by San Francisco. So very good matchup there with a high implied total for Buffalo, which is something we haven't seen in recent years. They're up over 25. Rex Burkhead certainly should pick up the passing down work for the Patriots, and he's been effective kind of around the goal line as well. So when he's priced below 4,000, he's very interesting. There's certainly a lot of different values to play on this slate, and obviously at the wide receiver position, a lot of the value is going to focus on Nelson Agholor, who's stepping into a bigger role without Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson. We're expecting Alshon Jeffrey to sit. He's questionable. We'll find that out in a bit too. But there's a lot of different ways to build on this slate because there's so many injuries opening up so much opportunity.
Drew, let me ask you, because I'm watching a live feed right now, and it looks like a night game in Kansas City at Arrowhead. The weather is ridiculous. It's raining sideways there. It doesn't look like that's going to be changing anytime soon. And I don't know. It looks like there's going to be a lot of popular players on both of those teams in this game that a lot of people would be looking at. How does weather affect the way that you go about building these lineups, especially with, you know, Mahomes and company here?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. So the first thing that we think about when we think about weather is, you know, generally precipitation isn't a huge concern. Obviously, if field conditions erode substantially, that's a big concern. And certainly there's going to be a ton of rain in Kansas City. It looks like that system might clear out like first quarter-ish. So it might not be super bad the whole game, but it's certainly something to monitor. The thing that we always focus on, though, is wind. Wind is the thing that knocks down the passing game and decreases yards per attempt. Generally, wind over 15 to 20 miles per hour is where you start to see deterioration in skills. So what we first do is we look at wind across the league. And then the second thing we do is we look to see how the totals are kind of reacting and how the market is treating them. In the case of Kansas City, this total opened up really high and kind of came down during the course of the week. I know our sports grid betting model had it as an underplay at 52. I think it's hovered around 52, 51 now after opening around 54. So to me, that does suggest that either you know, the market believes the total opened too high, or the market was anticipating some of this weather bringing down the scoring environments. We haven't made any substantial adjustments based on wind to expected yards per attempt in the passing game in this one just yet. But if the field conditions are a big concern because of all that rain early on, it certainly could make things just more difficult and slower paced in general. And it is a game that our betting model does think that the under is a better play than the over anyway.
So you're listening to Drew Dinkmeyer. You find him on Twitter at Drew Dinkmeyer and listen to his podcasts and his write-ups on dailyroto.com. So it's something I listen to religiously every week. So, Drew, two games I wanted to focus on, too, particularly at the wide receiver position. It seems like you're really struggling to what to do with Arizona and Carolina. Carolina coming into Arizona with Kyle Allen at QB, which you mentioned earlier. What to do with Fitz and Christian Kirk there relative to how much weight you'll have on David Johnson? That's A. B is the Bills side. Dane mentioned Frank Gore, but would love to get some thoughts on John Brown and Cole Beasley, how you see them slotting in, because the projections do like Josh Allen, obviously.
Yeah, so I'll start with the Buffalo side. I think Buffalo is really interesting this year, and I talked about this last week as well, in the sense that in years past, they've had a very spread out offense because they haven't had kind of defined levels in their wide receiver core. They've kind of just been mixing and matching week to week. Now with John Brown and Cole Beasley, they have a very clear defined one and two in the hierarchy in terms of targets. And so we've seen John Brown's target share through the first 2 weeks up around 26 to 28%, Cole Beasley around 20 to 22%. Those are very healthy numbers, and they've kind of been consistent. And this was the case in the preseason, this was the case in the training camp reports. So when the offense gets condensed, it's easier to project and it's easier to stack. So that offense becomes more compelling to me. So that's the case with Josh Allen and John Brown. I think they're a great stack candidate. Buffalo's offense on the whole is taking advantage of really favorable matchups early in the season. I think this is another one with Cincinnati. The Arizona question for me, I really like Arizona quite a bit today. The question for me is, how much is the market going to like them? And I'm having a hard time figuring out. Our ownership projections think it'll be modest, in which case I'd like to play it heavily. But when I listen to other podcasts around the industry, when I talk to other friends in the industry that are professional players, they seem interested in Arizona quite a bit too. So that's my biggest concern. I really do like Fitz and Kirk and David Johnson and Kyler Murray. I think it's an explosion spot for Arizona's offense after having a difficult matchup last week in Baltimore. It's just managing kind of my exposures relative to the field. But if I was to play like one or two lineups today, I would be strongly considering Arizona as one of my primary targets.
Dane, you had a question?
Yeah, last one for me. Sure. You were talking about Kyle Allen. I thought we were taking him out. You were talking about Kyle Allen as one of these new guys to put in. Last question for me, Drew. Would I be crazy to put Taysom Hill in my lineup today? Because I think he's got potential to do, you know, passing, rushing, receiving. Who knows?
Yeah, so he obviously has that kind of upside. Until we know the role, I think it's too much of a risk, because the quarterback position, everywhere else you're competing with, you know those guys are going to have the ball in their hands 30 times. We don't know if that's going to be the case with Taysom Hill this week.
Cool. So thanks, Drew. Appreciate all the information. As always, you can find him on Twitter at Drew Dinkmeyer. You find his write-ups. You find everything else that you need to be successful in DFS. He's hit it big, as has Colin Drew, early this season. So we look forward to talking to you again next week, where hopefully you or one of us were winners. Thanks again, Drew.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy week three.
Yep. So, a lot of injury issues. I think we've made that clear. LeSean McCoy, Mark Andrews, Marlon Mack. Got to see how those guys are feeling before you put them in your DFS lineups. Joe, Dane, and Mike. Be right back with Gabe's Best Bets after this.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
We want more money.
Moneyline.
A lot of fans will say after a certain team got screwed, maybe the Broncos got screwed, but the NFL doesn't care. They only care about money.
Ronald Jones is still around. Dario Gumawale is as well. Peyton Barber's a plotter, but looked pretty good last week.
The Dolphins started also like plus 1,400 on the money line. They can't have that kind of liability. It's plus 1,280 right now.
Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
We're back on the grid, bringing in Gabe Morenci for his best bets. Gabe, a lot of teams, obviously, with big spreads being bet down by the pros right now, it seems like.
Well, to be honest, actually, the two monster spreads, and I'm talking about the 21-point point spreads, kind of being stayed away from professional sports bettors. They don't want to venture down that road. And truth be told, guys, if you do, all right, 11 times in NFL history, a team has gotten 21 or more points. They're 9-2 against the spread. That's right, 9-2. In fact, one of them was all the way back in 1976, the worst team ever, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they got shut out 42-0 by your Pittsburgh Steelers, actually. And, of course, one of the best lines ever, Coach McKay of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was asked, "Hey, Coach, what do you think about the execution of your offense?" He said, "I'm all for it." Steve Spurrier was his quarterback. Threw 7 touchdown passes all year All right, but man, they had some sweet uniforms. But all right, let's get into it. Biggest line moves. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, and I'll tell you what, the bettors are circling the Buffalo Bills on their sheets today. The Bills up to 6.5. I would not be surprised if it hit 7 by kickoff. We were all over the Buffalo Bills like Oprah on a baked ham on Thanksgiving in the first two games. But now, a little bit more cautious, laying points. Massive line movement, guys, in his Green Bay Denver game. We've been talking about it all week. The Denver Broncos are on an 11-0 under run. That's right. The last 11 football games have gone under the number. 9 last year, 2 this year. Green Bay Packers might be 2-0, but it's not because of the offense. But that's actually a good thing for the Packers in the long haul because the offense will come together. Their offense just ranked 25th offensive ranking DVOA for the Packers. Broncos really haven't figured out Fangio's defense yet. They don't even have a sack yet this year, but nevertheless, the Broncos, 11 straight unders. Green Bay Packers, both games have gone under the number this year. Not even come close to the total. They're on a 9-3 run to the under. It was 42.5. It was 44. Now reality is settling in, guys. It's 41.5. Pull the trigger right now and jump on that right now. And, you know, earlier in the week, I was flirting with the Detroit Lions. Man, the Lions have no value left with the Lions anymore. Down to 4.5 right now, guys. We'll be back in about an hour's time. We'll start giving you some of our best bets. We're going to lay it down. We feel good about the card today.
Good stuff. We'll hear more about Gabe's best bets an hour from now, and he'll give his opinion on my Steelers, Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I have a couple of interesting takes on that game.
Good. We'll talk to him next hour.